What is up, everyone? It's your boy, Dan the Man, back here with another episode of Sports Take. I'm here with the one and only hockey expert, Reveal Revy.
What's up, Dan?
How's it going, buddy?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing well, Revy. Thank you for asking. We've got a lot to cover in the NHL today. I want to start off by saying my boy Matthews, Austin Matthews, back at it with the goal leader. He's currently in first place, well, tied for first place for most goals. I'm putting my money on Matthews to win the Rocket Richard this year. He has 36 goals right now, tied with Leon Draisaitl.
Oh, buddy, I think I'm with you on that. Austin Matthews is taking the Rocket this year. This guy's an unbelievable player. He has a 3-point night tonight. He's just an incredible player overall.
Yeah, he's a force, honestly. He's a straight unit. Whether it comes to offense or defense, he's your guy. Like, one of the best defensive players. Like, I mean, reminds me of a Patrice Bergeron in his prime defensively. And then just scoring goals, like, no problem. It's crazy to me how fast he can score so many goals. Because Austin Matthews has less games than most of these top goal scorers, as he missed a lot of the season because of injuries.
Yep.
At the beginning of the season, at least. And it just amazes me how he's still, like, first place. And I'm just so proud to be a Leaf fan and happy for him to see him do well.
Yes, sir. Let's talk scores today. We got a couple games going on. Today's Saturday, February 26th. As of right now, it's 4 minutes and 25 seconds left in the second. We got 6-2 Maple Leafs. We'll see how that goes tonight. So far, wow, a high-scoring game, and it's only in the second. End of the second, we got Montreal Canadiens, Ottawa Senators, 2-1 Canadiens. We got Tampa Bay and the Nashville Predators in the stadium series. So they're playing outside right now. It looks like fun. I wish I was there, even though it's freezing. We got Predators 1-0 Tampa Bay. They're on the power play, actually, Tampa. So let's see if they can convert. We got the Kucherov point. Platt line, I need those points. I got that whole line on my fantasy team. We need those points. Anyways, at 10 p.m. today, we got Colorado Avalanche and Vegas Golden Knights. Danny, who do you think's taking that game?
Obviously, I'm going to go with Colorado Avalanche. Nathan MacKinnon being my first pick this year in fantasy, I needed him to pop off to win me my week. And I think they're just overall a great team. So
I'm going to go with you on that. Going to go with you on that. At 10 p.m. also, we got Boston Bruins versus San Jose. I'm going to go with Boston.
I got Boston. I got Boston. Sure.
Now, this one might not be as tricky, but as well as 10 o'clock, we got Minnesota Wild versus Calgary Flames. Honestly, what do you say?
This is going to be a really good matchup as both teams are hot. The Flames coming in after that loss to Vancouver, a blowout to Vancouver, 7-1 they lost. After winning nine in a row, which is crazy. And I think that overall, both teams are great, but I'm going to go with Minnesota on this.
Danny, sorry for interrupting this segment. We got news. Tampa converted on the power play and Braden Point scored.
Braden Point? Goal?
Let's go. Goal also.
That's amazing.
Back to the subject. I'm going to go with the underdog, Minnesota.
Minnesota? They I don't even know dying. If they're the underdog, dude. They're
just I mean, they've been losing, actually. Yeah, their record.
I guess
their record is a bit better than Calgary's, but
it is. The streak so far, like, Calgary's just been hotter, like, as of lately. However, I got Minnesota. I have Zuccarello and Fiala on my.
Minnesota is the underdogs in this.
Technically speaking, they are.
Like, they're plus 135 sports betting.
They're also a really good team.
So they are very good.
Not really.
And at 10:30, we got New York Islanders and LA Kings. LA Kings are favored to win this. However, I am going to take the New York Islanders in this.
I'm going to take LA. I got to really, go. Really? Yeah, that top line of Kopitar, Alex Iafallo, and Kempe, it's just amazing. Honestly, they've been connecting so much this year, and it shows. LA's been doing well. Eh? Yeah, for sure.
Okay, let's talk trade deadlines. The trade deadline is coming up.
Deadline.
We got some juicy information. I'm going to start off with Do you think Claude Giroux is going to be leaving the Philadelphia Flyers?
Yes, I do think he is. And some possible places he can land are number one, I think Colorado's very interested in
Interested,
Claude
eh?
Giroux.
Who do you
Yes.
think they would give up? Because they have a certain salary cap
You
and we have
know,
all these players.
honestly, I don't think they could give up that much because Drew's value is not that high right now. He's having a great season, don't get me wrong, but he's also an older guy. He's a vet, and I think they can give up a guy like maybe like a Tyson Jost or even like,
Really, eh? You're gonna
yeah.
compare Claude Giroux to Tyson
Well,
Jost.
yeah, Tyson Jost is a very he has lots of potential, to be honest. And a team like Philly, who's rebuilding, it works out for both teams in their favor. Colorado's making that Stanley Cup push. They need a vet with lots of experience, while Philly, on the other hand, is kind of not going to make the playoffs, and they need a rebuild, and they need young guys to come in like Jost. Jost would
Yeah.
fit in nice, I think, with the lineup, to be honest. And so would
He
Claude
needs
Giroux.
that ring on his finger.
Yeah. He does need that ring on his finger. And if he goes to Colorado, he has a very good chance of getting it this year. And they're again my picks for winning the Stanley Cup this year. So
What do you think about the Leafs trade, Ilya Labushka for taken out of Arizona and into the Toronto Maple Leafs defensive lineup? What do you think about that?
honestly, I don't know how I feel. You know, I don't know if I like it. I mean, it is what it is. But I feel like we could get something else
You
going.
gotta
I don't like that
trust
trade.
in the Doobie. You
Yeah,
gotta
Kyle
trust
Dubas,
in your
he knows what he's doing.
Dubas.
He definitely knows what he's
He
doing,
knows what
but
he's doing. I think Ilya Labushkin's a very good addition to our defensive lineup. He has had a couple good hits on players in Arizona, and we're glad to see what he can do in Toronto. I
yeah.
kind of like that trade, to be honest with you.
Well, we'll see how he ends up doing. I want to get into a few like star players, like some big players, some big names. It's rumored JT Miller is on the market. Vancouver's
JT Miller.
looking for a team to trade him to this upcoming trade deadline.
Do you think the Leafs could possibly acquire JT Miller, or do we not have the salary cap space?
Well, okay, so the Leafs are one of the teams who are interested in JT Miller, and also Boston's a team, a buyer for
Boston,
sure at the
eh?
deadline. Yeah, Boston's definitely a buyer for the deadline, and also his old team, New York Rangers, are definitely a buyer for JT Miller. They
Really,
definitely
eh?
are interested in him. Yes, a player like JT Miller, very well offensively. I mean, you can't go wrong with this guy in the playoffs. He's gonna bring that spark to your line. To your lineup, and I think obviously I want the Leafs to take him. It's going to be
Yeah.
hard though. However, he is on a currently on a contract with Vancouver that's 5.6 mil or something like that, and it ends next year. Vancouver's also this is listen, I had no hopes for
Sorry,
Miller
yeah, go ahead.
coming
Toronto.
to Toronto. I had no hopes, but as of recently, something actually happened. Two things happened that are
What
very
happened?
significant and changed my mind and makes me think that he actually has a great chance of coming to Toronto. Number one, Vancouver has shown interest in Liljegren on the Leafs, our defenseman. He's our one of the rookies on the team. He's having a good season. I mean, not the best season, but he's doing well. So we have him. Vancouver's interested in him. So if they're interested in him and they're looking to trade JT Miller, I'm not saying it's going to be one for one, maybe a
No,
few picks
Leafs
or
are probably
whatever.
gonna have to add some
Yeah,
stuff.
some picks or another player. But so I'm thinking him. And then just recently, I don't know if you know this, but Jake Muzzin got put into long-term
I
IR.
seen that
So
long-term IR, so that
yes,
frees up some ca salary
exactly.
cap
That's what I
space.
was going to say. And since that happened, I'm like, they freed up some cap space and they might actually
JT
have
Miller, yeah.
enough cap space for JT Miller,
But what happens
which is
when
crazy.
Muzzin comes back?
Well, that's a next year problem, right? We're talking about the playoffs. Muzzin's
That's
probably not
true.
going to return until the playoffs.
Until playoffs, wow.
Yes. And that could mean JT Miller for the Toronto Maple Leafs, but that also can mean more room for another four defenseman, right? So The Leafs, Kyle Dubas is definitely going to be a buyer for a defenseman, like 100%
Okay,
with Mazzarin.
sorry to cut you off, but we got our new goal leader, Austin Matthews. He
Yes,
just scored a goal.
he just scored a goal.
He
That's not
has
good for me
37 goals. That's not good for you because you were
as my
playing
opponent.
against.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. I'm happy for him. I love to see it. I want Matthews
He
to
is
be
the new
successful.
goal leader. Wow.
37 goals on the
Congratulations,
year.
Matthews.
Congratulations, Matthews. But anyway, so JT Miller is definitely going to be a great add to any team
For sure.
he goes to be honest. I don't know if you want to get into another buyer, I mean, another seller on dirt come trade deadline.
Who?
The Nashville Predators are looking to trade Philip Forsberg. Now, that's a
Yes,
good.
Philip Forsberg.
Yes. Now,
Where do you think he's gonna go?
honestly, the rumors are saying all rumors are pointing towards the Flames, the Calgary Flames.
Wow, imagine Philip
Yes.
Forsberg. I can see that though.
Yes, I can as
I
well.
can
A
see that
sniper like
guy
Philip Forsberg.
on Calgary Flames.
Oh yeah. He would fit in very well with the lineup too. I don't know. Philip
There's a
Forsberg's a
lot going on this year, man.
I know, and it's just he's a great forward, but I think he fits best in Nashville, but Nashville's been trying to get rid of him for like about 3 years now, and I don't know why. He's putting up
He's very
numbers,
good.
especially this year. He's having a great
Yeah,
season at
for
28
sure.
years old. So I don't know. I'm not sure why they want to get rid of him. Come, because I think Nashville is actually at a playoff spot right now, if I'm not mistaken. Let me double check. They are in the wild card. Yes, they are in a wild
They are
card
in the wild
position.
card.
Yes. So I would, it's kind of weird. Like, I would just keep Phil Forsberg so that they can have him for the playoffs. But I guess they'll
For
get
sure.
value back for him, right? So those are a few players, big names in the trade deadline. And I wanted to get into standings here for today. So a couple teams to look out for in the playoffs are obviously Florida. Florida for sure, Colorado. And we've have lots of powerhouses coming
Wow.
from the East.
We got Carolina took Florida's spot in second place. That's crazy.
We have Carolina from the East, Florida, Tampa
Fourth is
Bay,
Tampa Bay.
Pittsburgh,
Wow.
New
Pittsburgh's
York.
fifth in the league. New York and then Leafs. Do you believe that Washington started off the season in first and now they've dropped all the way to 11th?
Yeah, they're just in
And
a
they have
wild card spot.
practically the most games played out of
Yeah,
probably
in the whole
everyone.
league, yeah. And they're just in a playoff spot, like wild card.
Yep.
I think they'll still make the playoffs because they have a massive lead against the next team in line, which would be Columbus Blue Jackets.
Columbus, yes, sir. How many points? Yeah, wow, they have a
10 points ahead. That's what, 5 games, 5 wins ahead.
Yeah.
So we don't know. Maybe that could change. Maybe Montreal makes a push, last minute push. No, I'm kidding.
Just like last year.
Yeah, just like
That's
last
not
year.
gonna happen
That's
this
not
year.
happening. Obviously not. They're at the bottom. I don't know what Montreal's doing this year. It's not
It's a
going so well.
fluke.
But yeah, anyways, I think that we have great playoff. Like, if the playoffs were starting, we have great matchups going on. Like, we would have teams like Carolina versus Boston, or Carolina, yeah, Carolina versus Boston, and then we'll have teams like Pittsburgh and New York Rangers going head to head. Florida versus Washington. We'll have Tampa versus Toronto. If the playoffs started today, that's in the East. Colorado would face Edmonton. That would be a very good
That
playoff.
would be a very good, yes.
There's lots of matchups, lots of great matchups. So who do you think's going to win the President's Trophy?
Honestly, I'm not sure. Who do you think?
Well, Colorado's currently first in the league, so I'm going to go with
Do you
Colorado.
think Florida or Carolina could make the push? Because they're honestly 4 points behind.
I don't see why not. There's still lots of hockey to be played, but and also Colorado has more games played
They
than
have
Carolina.
one more game played though, but yet they're 4 points behind. So honestly, I think Colorado has a very good chance of winning it.
Yeah, they
But
do,
you
but
never know what
you
can
never know.
happen.
Yeah, it's still early, of course, but I mean, I got the Avalanche. They have too much talent on their team this year.
Really?
Yeah, I got the Avalanche. I'd love to see the Leafs. They're 10 points off. I mean,
Yeah.
it's hard. It's gonna be hard if they really want to do it. They can't lose too much, but if they win 5 games in a row, I mean, Colorado loses 5 in a row, which is very unlikely.
Very unlikely, but you never
But
know.
you never know, right? Doesn't have to be 5 in a row. It could just be 5, you know. But anyways, I'm gonna keep this episode nice, short, and sweet till next week. We have a great one for you guys next week. Tune in every week, guys. Thank you for listening to Sports Take. My name is Dan the Man, and I'm here with Revy again. Thank you, Revy, for coming out.
No problem, Dan the man.
Again, guys, thanks again. I'll talk to you guys later. Catch us next week.
Take care.